I'ma be a trillionaire. Welcome to the I Love Recruiting Podcast with your host, Adam Roach.
Welcome to the I Love Recruiting Podcast, which this is being recorded for, and the Art of Recruiting Ready, Set, Recruit. Today I have a very special guest. So we had to do a quick change, a quick pivot here. You see, it's Malia's birthday today, and she went off and did birthday things today. So it's my pleasure to bring and share with you guys someone that really needs no introduction when it comes to lead generation, number one. Number two, needs no introduction when it comes to getting stuff done. This man, his name is Jim Gilday. Jim Gilday and I have known each other for now, let's see here, 2000, nearly 10 years, 11 years. And I've watched this guy perform at a high level. I've watched this guy compete at a high level when it comes to real estate. And we are now coaching together. We've been coaching now together for almost 2 years. Hey, Jim, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Jim, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You look good.
Loud and clear. Sorry, I had it muted there. So, Jim, introduce yourself. So here's, Jim, guys, I'm going to be really honest with you right now. I'm putting Jim on the spot. Because when I found out Malia, it was her birthday, I called up Jim real quick and I said, hey, listen, you are the best when it comes to lead generation. So I need you to jump on this. And so Jim really wasn't prepared. So we're going to do this organically. So Jim, tell everybody about yourself.
Hi, my name is Jim Gilday. I'm with Keller Williams here in Indianapolis. I've been a full-time realtor 9.5 years. Last year, I closed and ended 77 transactions.
Excellent. Nice. So Jim, this is two things. So we are recording this for the Art of Recruiting, group. So it's live right now. And we're recording this for the I Love Recruiting Podcast. So Jim, you're knocking two birds out with one stone, my friend. Way to go.
Good.
So Jim, you and I have known each other for a long time. And when it comes to lead generation, what's important to you about lead generation? Why are you so good at it?
Because in order to be successful at recruiting or in sales in general, you need to link your goals to your prospecting. And all of your goals come from meeting people and developing relationships. And since when I first started, I didn't know anybody, I had to meet people. And I do that by prospecting.
Gotcha. And how many people do you meet a week?
Pardon me?
How many people do you meet a week? How many people do you prospect to a week?
Last year, I think I was right around 9,700 contacts.
9,700 conversations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that right, and that's lead generating how many days a week?
5 to 6.
5 to 6, gotcha. And for how many hours would you say you lead generate?
My average last year was 3.81. My goal, like today, I have 2-3 hour prospecting sessions.
Gotcha.
Because if I don't have appointments, I'm going to prospect instead.
Mm-hmm. And what you do, or if you have a friend that needs you in a bind and you jump in here, right?
Yep.
So now Jim, go back and do you remember when our offices were right next to each other in Indianapolis?
I do. Of course I do.
Mm-hmm. So Jim and I used to have competitions. So Jim was in a bigger cubicle area. And I was the team leader of an office, and I would prospect for recruits and he would sit there and prospect for sellers, right?
Yeah. We used to have a competition who could set the most appointments.
How many times did I win?
It was probably 50-50, you were good. I mean, we were both starting then.
We really were, weren't we?
Yeah.
And let's both have this conversation. What was driving you at that time? And I'll share what was driving me. What was driving you to become the individual and the realtor leader that you are right now? What was driving you back then?
I had a full-time job that I didn't mind, but I saw more potential in the world for myself, really. Saw more potential in myself. Mm-hmm. So the prospecting was a way for me to get out of my full-time job, which you helped coach me through. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we made a decision. We picked a date, which was October 25th, 2011.
Wow, and, you remember that. Good for you.
Yeah, and then I went to a coaching event in Chicago and quit. Well, I gave them 2 weeks notice, but I wish I had quit like a year before, but mm-hmm. you do it when you're ready.
Right. So now I'll tell you, so I was relatively new to the area, even though I was from Indiana, because I'd been in Los Angeles for 10 years and I was just hired on as the team leader. And I'll never forget. So I met someone very similar to you that said, hey, listen, all you have to do is call people and make set appointments. I thought, okay, great. Now, what I didn't know is that you needed to know what to say, when to say, and how to say it. You can't just pick up the phone and say, hey, you want to go have a cup of coffee? Because again, that's probably not going to be enough value for them to go meet with you. Would you agree?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I failed my way forward. And I'll share everybody with my story. When I started calling, when I started lead generating and prospecting, I literally went on to the local MLS and was not purposeful. I just found 100 names and put them on a sheet of paper and put 100 different sheets of paper and Bob Smith, Susie Jones, all the way down. And it was a big stack like this. And then I had piles. So this was the call pile. This was the conversation pile. This was the didn't answer pile. This was the appointment set pile. And that was it. And so literally every Monday I would go through that entire pile. And if I had people that said, hey, don't call me back, I would take it and I'd throw it away. And I'd add somebody else to it. And I don't know how many agents, Jim, are on the board there in Indianapolis, but I'm pretty sure I called just about every single one of them. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. So that was my, now, Jim, walk us through, here we are 10 years later. What has given you this staying power inside of lead generation that has now made you, I mean, nearly 100 units closed this year, this past year? What's that staying power like? What's that? How do you do that?
It's my job. Like this, everything that I've done and I've got, real estate has provided me the opportunity to travel the world. I've been to Europe 3 or 4 times. Florida, Vegas, California, literally dozens of times. And that's all come from prospecting. Mm-hmm. I live a really nice life. I have, lots of money. Mm-hmm. It all comes from prospecting. And I prospect every day from 7:45 until noon. Mm-hmm. Now, except when I do podcasts.
Right. I'm not going to live this down. I can assure
you. No, it's good. It's also my first podcast. So.
Well, good. So let's transition this now, Jim, to recruiting, right? So what are the parallels here? How do these go hand in hand, would you say? Being a top producing agent, as we have the art of recruiting here, these are all recruiters for the most part, or people that are looking to build their profit share trees or their revenue share, whatever it may be. How would you share with someone that you need a prospect? As simple as that sounds, what would you say?
Well, you need a prospect. I mean, being a residential or a salesperson of any type, recruiting is sales. And behind that is really our desire to help and change other people's lives. You know, if I go back and I look at my transactions last year, I can see the people whose lives I made a huge difference in. Right. And recruiting is much the same thing. You are looking for people who want to, they want to change their lives, and B, you know how to change their lives. And you're only going to meet those people by prospecting. Mm-hmm. And you also need to learn what to say too, but that comes to practice. Yeah. And I'm going to say this, my job is to practice, to lead generate, and to go on appointments, which a lot of them are Zoom now. Mm-hmm. And that's all I do every day long. My assistant does everything else. I have somebody at home that takes care of 90% of my things so I can stay focused. Right. Because really what we're trying to do is we're trying to help people by what we're recruiting. If you're recruiting to your market center, you're looking to have agents who, like myself, a little bit about my story. I started out, I was a 410-pound realtor back in the day. I remember when we first met, my goals were 30 transactions for $67,000. I still have that goal card. Mm-hmm. And then by helping people and getting addicted to solving their problems, and especially in the recruiting place, you know, my coach has changed my life. I mean, I've had an incredible life because, you know, you helped me become full-time. I had a coach who I was lucky enough to work with also.
Share the name. That's great.
Yeah, I'm a Mike Ferry agent and a huge Mike Ferry fan. So plug for Mike Ferry.
Hey, pause that right there, Jim, because I want to give you a shout out here because I want you to share the story. So you went to a Mike Ferry event, and where did you? Maybe it was the first event or the second event. Tell everybody what you did, how you went right up to Mike.
Well, it was probably really like my fifth event because I was the guy that sat in the back row in the corner, and I was really shy. Mm-hmm. So I'd gone to a couple events. I brought my friend Luis, who had sold 128 transactions his first year. Mm-hmm. And I always hung out with my coach in the back of the room. There's 3,000 or 4,000 people. And I would just go hang out with my coach. Her name was Judy Ford, who helped change my life too. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I saw Mike up on stage. It was always a goal of mine to have him personally coach me. But that, you know, I was only been in business 1 year. I did 47 transactions my first full-time year. So I wandered up to him. I asked him what he, you know, how much it would cost to coach. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I think it was $2,000 at the time. I think I had maybe, you know, between $8,000 and $10,000 in my bank account. Mm-hmm. Cause it's always fluctuating, obviously.
Right.
And he agreed to coach me, and he taught me that rich people work hard. Like, it's just what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And he taught me that, like, prospecting is my job. I support my assistant. I'm looking at a picture of her and her two little girls because I don't have a family. But that's our job, is to really reach out and change people's lives. And recruiting and sales are the one and the same. The only way you can do that is by have fun. Like, reach out to the people and really enjoy yourself.
Right.
And it is hard work, but it's not. You know, I talked to a gentleman this morning who owns 65 properties, right? And he's his realtor left him, and he's having a problem. And I talked to another lady who has 4 flips going on, and she doesn't know how much she spent. She's going to lose money on at least one of them, but I will save her business by helping her with the other 3. Mm-hmm. And the same applies to the recruiting space. There are agents out there that really, they're floundering. They don't know what to say. They don't know that if you follow the models that we provide for them, and they listen to their coaching and their coaches, and they develop themselves, that they can go from, you know, 30 transactions and $60,000 to making $50,000 or $60,000 in a month.
Right.
Everybody that's in the recruiting space, if they're in real estate or, you know, I also have a financial services business. They do that. You're changing people's lives. And that's what you have to remember before you get on the phone. You know, think of the lady who was going to lose her farm. This is for real estate. And I got her farm sold for her in 30 days because the bank was going to take it. Mm-hmm. And in the recruiting space, there's people out there today that are desperate for money. Like, this is, you know, the economy is not nearly as good as it's portrayed. And we're in our own little world. Your phone call can change somebody's life so that, you know, their kids can eat, they can go to college, you know, and it's really our responsibility to reach out, because we have that, if you're in the recruiting, especially in the recruiting space, you have that love of people. You're not going to be recruiting people if you don't like them, mm-hmm. and you don't like to watch them develop. But we all have really good case studies, and I'm one with you and Mike Ferry also. You know, Mike Ferry's like my father, more or less. I mean, I would have never gone to Europe. I would have never done any of the stuff that I've done.
Yeah, great. That's
powerful. And that was just because he had a salesperson that reached out to me. Like, before I went to that first event, I called about, this is kind of an interesting story. I used to deliver pizzas was part of my job. I drove by a garage sale and I bought a cassette tape case. And there was 12 cassettes, but there was only 11 there. Right? So I listened to him a lot because I believe in self-development and I was always doing that. But I called his office and then his salesperson, his name was Chris Yee. I don't think he's worked for Mike for 10 years probably. But he kept following up. He got me the case for the cassette for $15. He talked me into going to my first event. He helped me buy other things, you know, and they were like $200 or $300. And back at that time, that was a ton of money for me. I probably worked 20 hours to make that kind of money. Mm-hmm. But because of that salesperson reached out, you know, I have a pretty nice car. I have a very nice life. You know, I travel well.
Right.
And it's all because I help people and I pick up the phone and I call and I ask. And I'm such a big believer in that because it's what's really changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, if that salesperson hadn't followed up with me, just like in the recruiting space, you guys follow up with people. You know, I'm sure I said no to them 10 times, you know, easy. Right. But you never know when they have that conversation with their wife, with their significant other, themselves. And you may just that day that you don't feel like calling, you pick up that call and you just do one more call. Yeah, you know, 5 years later, 10 years later, you're Adam with a huge board of stuff behind you and literally thousands of people that you've helped. Sure. And probably tens of thousands at this point. Because if you include Recruiting Bridge and the other things. And then the people that those people go and help. I've recruited probably 15 agents for Mike Ferry. Easily. And all of their lives have been changed significantly. Because of one guy called me. You know?
So I want you all to hear that. That's Jim, you're a great storyteller. And you live it. You breathe it. You sleep. Lead generation all day long. What I'm hearing more though is that you are an impact life changer. Would you agree? If that's your focus.
Yes, that's what I. Mm-hmm. I take listings that are hard listings that really don't make sense necessarily financially. Mm-hmm. But like the farm that I said, she literally after I listed the farm, I get a phone call saying that I have to have this closed in 30 days, or I'm going to lose like $250,000. And my family won't be able to, like, she was in charge of taking care of her family. And I know what to do because I've developed a skill. So I got it sold. I do that, you know, if I look at my transactions, you know, 50 out of 70 are probably that way.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So you know, here's what I want to do. I want to transition real quick because we hear your motivation. We can hear how you are a life changer and you're passionate around that. And I've known that for many, many, many years. Would you say that that has driven you to become, because let's go back to scripts, right? I remember you practicing scripts and you still practice scripts today. Here we are 10, 12 years into the business and you're still practicing scripts, right?
I role play twice a day, 5 days a week minimum. Mm-hmm. And with at least another hour a day of learning.
Right. And how many listings did you take and sell last year?
I think I took 68 listings and sold, say, about 50 of them.
And guess what, everybody? Last year, we were still talking about Jim role-playing his listing presentation. Remember that, Jim?
I record it every day.
Yeah. So
it's not so fun to look at every day, quite honestly, but.
Right. Yeah. So the reason why Jim's not on camera right now, he told me that his hair wasn't combed. So he would do me the favor of being on here, but again, he wasn't going to be on video. So that's fine. But he role plays every single day, knowing what to say, when to say, and how to say it. Now, what does that have to do with recruiting? Everything you must know as you are a relationship builder, right? Remember the recruiting equation. Linda McKissick taught me this. She said relationships plus value and validity over time. I added this last part, equals self-discovery, right? And it's the same thing that you do all day long, Jim, with the right language of building relationships and then adding value, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And practice is so important. You look at, like, I watched the national championship game last night. Mm. unfortunately, because I'm an Ohio State fan. But, you know, your football team practices 50 or 60 hours for 1 hour of time. Right. You look at the, like, the MMF fighters or the MMA guys, you know, hundreds of hours go into one performance.
Right.
Tom Cruise practices for hundreds of hours before he does, say, like, The Last Samurai. And he gets paid a lot of money for it. Mm-hmm. You know, we can get paid a lot of money. You develop a really nice network or real estate agents. Yeah, we can. You can make more money than doctors.
You sure can.
You may not make $20 million a year, but you can make two or three.
I'm sure somebody could if they did it, if they had the right support, leverage, and systems around them, right?
I mean, that's what it is. You know, and you have to believe that you can do it.
Right.
And then you work out it every day, even through the down days.
Mm-hmm. So go back. So Mike Ferry became your coach, right?
Yep.
Since the time that we've met, you've lost how much weight?
93 pounds.
Nearly 100 pounds. And now you're living this life that and back in the day might have only been a dream, right?
Oh, I couldn't even dream it that good.
Mm-hmm. So right. what advice would you give to anyone either listening or watching in the art of recruiting? What advice would you tell someone of anything? What advice?
I would break your day down, and I'm really only concerned with the morning schedule, mm-hmm. but I want to see you practice at least an hour a day. Two would be better, and prospect at least 3 to 4 hours every day.
Mm-hmm. And what are the people that say, I don't have the time?
Well, you do have the time. You have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hire me. I'll come follow you. I'll point out that you have time.
There you go.
Right? Or hire David Goggins. He'll come. Wake you up at 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
You know, you have the time. And I make $400 an hour on the phone when I make my phone calls. Right? So how much money do I want to make? I have friends that make $3,000 an hour on the phone. They're in higher price point markets.
Right.
But you have the time. It's the most important time. If you're not prospecting, and I tell these to the people that I've mentored and I've coached, I was lucky enough to coach for Mike for a couple of years. You make a certain amount of money per hour on the phones. Like for me, it's $400. So if I don't prospect this today, which would be, say, 4 hours, so that's $1,600 that I lose. 90 days, I won't make $1,600. So in essence, and especially if you're married, and this is a good visual, you should go to the bank and on your wife's checking account, write a check for $1,600, take the money, and then drive down the interstate, open the window, toss the money out, and then let your wife know that that's what you did because you didn't work, so you threw away $1,600 of her money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not married, but I'm going to guess, well, I've never had anybody actually do that, and I'm going to guess that the wives will not be happy.
Well, I'll tell you, and some of you know this, so I have accountability every Wednesday at 2 o'clock, and I've had it for the last 6 years for my GoBundance group. And I'll tell you a quick story here, Jim. I wasted my time. I didn't follow through with what I said I was going to do. By the way, this is a share for high-level accountability. And this was back in November. And by the way, while I'm sharing this story, if you have any questions in the art of recruiting, go ahead and write them in the comment section, and we'll answer those. So I showed up to the call. And I didn't follow through with what I said I was going to do. And it was over Thanksgiving, and I think I owed maybe $1,500. And so I said, fine, you know, I'll send the money where I need to. And they said, Roach, what do you want us to do with your money? I said, well, why don't we just go buy a bunch of turkeys with it? And there was five guys in the group. And one guy said, yep. The other guy said, yep. The other guy said, yep. And we got down to the last guy. And he said, screw you, man. No way are we going to go take that money and go buy turkeys. And he says, here's what I want you to do. Number one, you're going to send us the money and we're going to go take it. And they did do this. They took the money. They went and bought the best champagne they could find for $1,500. They sent me a video, not drinking it, Jim, of pouring it out, right? They poured out the champagne bottles for $1,500. And they said, here's what it looks like to waste your time because we're wasting your money. And then the accountability partner said, go find someone in Charleston that is homeless and let them know that you couldn't buy them a turkey because you wasted your time. Do you think I showed up to that call ever again, not following through with what I said I was supposed to do? Not a chance, and you know where. So accountability is massive in that space. So Jim,
I love that story.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Okay, so let's see if anybody has questions for us, Jim. Let's look. This has been really, really good. I do appreciate you on the fly jumping on here, and congratulations on being on your first podcast. It's good stuff, Jim. I'm not seeing any questions pop up, and that's okay. There is the delay with Facebook. If any questions pop up, we will definitely go back and answer them back in the Facebook group. So, Jim, any parting words? Where can people find you? How can they send referrals to you? Tell them how to find you.
Okay, I'm here in Indianapolis. I do Central Indiana. I also do a lot of work with investors. That's one of my passions. Also, are helping people build the residual income. My phone number is 317-797-5062. You can find me on Instagram. Not really sure how you'd follow me on Instagram, but I'm there. Just type in Jim Gilday. I'm not really big on social media and stuff.
Okay, got it. Here's a few questions for you, Jim. Mr. John Crompton, you know him. He says, 4 hours a day, what keeps you motivated other than income goals?
I mean, it's pretty simple. I like money. And I'm always nervous about, you know, I have an assistant she's an exceptional assistant. Mm-hmm. And she has two daughters. And I have a picture of them there from our Christmas party, right? So like 2 hours or 2.5 hours, I have these two little faces staring at me. And I know that if I don't prospect, they're not going to have the life that they deserve. And I've already changed their life a lot, but you know, I'd like to see them get a house. I'd like to see them go to college. And I have to prospect to do that. I have a mom who's 84. I'll have to take care of her at some point. And I have the ability and the skill to do it. And it's just a job. It's a habit that I've developed. So I don't miss it. It's like I'm doing two workouts a day, and I've probably done them since April. Mm-hmm. We started out with like 2 20-minute walks, and I was dying. Actually, I just started off with 1 20-minute walk, and I was dying. Now I can do, I do 2 full 45-minute workouts. I've done that for 6 months. You know, you have to find within you the reason that you want to do this. And I don't have a big why. Never been that person. I like money. I like helping people. And I kind of have a responsibility that I kind of took. And I don't know if my assistant would actually listen to this, but and she probably doesn't know that I really, I like giving her bonuses. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that. So
okay. Good answer. Here's another one from Michael Brown in Greenville, South Carolina. He says, questions we get many times. Who is he prospecting? So who are you prospecting? Number one, former clients lists, who making that many contacts to daily? So who are you prospecting, Jim?
Okay. So I'm not going to say number one, but I believe I'm the number one expired lister in the city. There's one other guy who's a Mike Ferry agent too, probably up there. So expires, but to be honest, expires really aren't, I went from 30 to 17 last year. So it's a smaller part of my business. Mm-hmm. And some of those 17 came from the previous year. For sale by owners, I don't work for sale by owners, but they are a good source. I do just listed just sold calls. I call absentee owners. And usually your MIBOR system, and I also use Mojo. Mojo will have absentee buyers or absentee owners in there. For rent by owners are a big source because I like investors, and I'm building a very big database of investors because at some point they will all sell. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to watch people go from 15 properties to 40. Who else do I call? Oh, center of influence is always your big thing. You know, people are really scared today. I would call your center of influence 6 times a year. And certainly there are top 25% you should call, if not monthly, certainly every 6 weeks.
Right.
And just say hi and see how you can help them. Because we have resources, as a team leader, you have it's an unbelievable amount of resources for people. And I help a lot of people. Like yesterday, I referred an investor whose house I'm going to list to my accountant because he needs to know how to take his money when I sell the property so he doesn't get killed on taxes. But I do that all the time. Bookkeepers, accountants, title companies, and a lot of times I don't get paid for it.
Right.
You know, and if someone has a transaction, I mean, it's the same in recruiting. Sometimes it's not better for them to make the switch yet.
Very true. That's very true. Well, Jim, I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you stepping out of your lead generation time to jump on your first podcast to help the art of recruiting and to help me out. Thank you, my friend. Everybody, you just
edit this.
What's that? We might edit it. Who knows? Hold on. Let's see here. Hold on. Crompton has another question. He says, are you using the same script from prior to Corona shutdown when Cone expires? Is there anything you are saying differently than in the past?
No, I really don't see Corona coming up as a issue on, I don't hear that a lot. I don't even role play it because it's not something I hear. I hear, like in the recruiting space, you're going to hear, I mean, I'm not 100% sure of all the objections, but you know, ours are, we're going to stay with the same agent, we're going to wait, you know, et cetera, et cetera. My scripts don't change. Like the scripts are the scripts. Don't play with the scripts. You can add things into them. And I know if you're with Keller Williams, you know, they have these encyclopedias of scripts. Pick a script. Like I use Mike Ferry's scripts and you can go to MikeFerry.com. They're all free. Has lots of free materials for you. But I would pick the scripts and I would get really good at them and get good at asking questions too. And that's something else that we didn't cover, but that's really what I do. And actually that part's just a side note, it's made my life a lot more enjoyable. I'm gonna tell a quick story. I had a friend and we weren't friends then, but we were having lunch at one of my Mike Ferry events. And I bet you I talked for like an hour and she would just ask, I don't know that she asked more than 7 or 8 questions, but she nodded a lot, smiled. Wow, that's really good. What a great story. Well, tell me about this. And you know, I came away after talking for an hour, I was like, that's the best conversation I've ever had. And she's like, well, I probably didn't talk for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I have that ability so that I can talk to people now and I can ask them questions. And mm-hmm. people love to talk about themselves. Yes, and does. You can, what you're trying to do in the recruiting space is have them self-discover where you can help them, because everybody needs help with their business. This is, if they're, you're recruiting real estate agents, they have a hard time. Like I think I have almost 10% of my office's listings and we have 250 agents. Everybody really needs listings. And I make this analogy quite often. You know, if I'm on a desert island and Adam and I are on a desert island, or not a desert island, but on an island, and the fish 3 months of the year don't swim quite as much as they normally do, you know, I'm going to have to get up early and go fishing, right? And I'm going to have to stay late. And I'm going to have to fish more. And this is where we are today with our real estate market because our inventory is so low. But it's also where you are in the recruiting space too, because nobody's just going to tell you that they're innerly terrorized, mm-hmm. right, by what's going on. Because if you're a buyer's agent in today's world, you're having a hard time getting your stuff accepted, right? And it's always hard to be a buyer's agent. So if you can help them come on board and get within your system, and I don't care what company you have, I'm KW, but they all have good systems, right? Berkshire and whoever, EXP, whoever they are, have really good systems. But you just need to fish more. If you don't have, Mike Ferry's, this is a great quote, that every problem that you have can be solved by prospecting, mm-hmm. like every financial problem. So if you don't have enough money, you don't prospect enough. It's just the bottom line. It's like if you step on the scale and your weight's more than it should be, Merry Christmas. You haven't been eating or exercising enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the same saying in recruiting. Recruiting solves everything, Jim.
So it does.
You're absolutely right with that statement. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so we're a little bit over on our time. I apologize, everybody. However, Jim could go on for hours. I know he can because he is that valuable and he has great insight. Jim, I know everybody in our coaching tribe loves you. So thank you for always bringing value. I respect and admire all of your hard work and your dedication. You're an inspiration to so many people. I'm so glad that we got to have you on the I Love Recruiting podcast and in the Art of Recruiting Live right now. I know people know and love and trust everything that you say. So
yeah, thank you. If anybody has questions on prospecting, if you have them, feel free to reach out.
Okay, gotcha. Everybody, welcome and thanks for coming. And we will definitely see you next Tuesday in the Art of Recruiting at 10 a.m. We're going to do this Ready, Set, Recruit every single Tuesday at 10 a.m. We will have guests on here every single time. If you want to register, I'm going to put the link below. You can register to be a guest. It will be a Calendly link. We are also, what are we doing? If you want any of this information that Jim was talking about, actually, I have a whole 5 pages of questions I'll be happy to share with anybody. Just shoot me a DM and we'll get those questions over to you. And yeah, keep inviting people to the Art of Recruiting. If you're listening to this on the I Love Recruiting podcast, come join the Art of Recruiting on Facebook. There's almost 1,000 recruiters in there, 1,000 people that are just bringing value. So everybody, my name is Adam Roach. I have been your host, and Jim Gilday has been our guest. Jim, thank you again for your time. Everybody, take care. See you. Bye.